Glory to Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
We quite often hear the phrase hitting the mark or missing the point. This phrase also illustrates the rightness or the wrongness of any kind of act. We cannot say that Zebedee's sons, James and John, hit the mark when they expressed the request. Let us sit in your glory, one on your right hand and the other on your left. They expressed this request at the most inappropriate time, after Christ telling them about his coming up suffering. This request of theirs shows us that they did not understand the words of Jesus Christ. They thought that his going up to Jerusalem meant that he was going to sit at the throne of the earthly kingdom, and after that he had become a king, then he would suffer those things that he said he would. With this kind of understanding, they are asking to sit at his right hand and his left. That's why the Lord rebukes them for asking for something so foolish. Christ says, "You do not know what you are asking for. You are thinking that my kingdom is an earthly kingdom, and you're asking for an earthly throne, for earthly honor. But it is not so. Rather, these things are beyond our understanding. To sit at God's right hand is something so great that it goes even beyond the angelic hosts. We are craving honor and glory, and Christ calls us to imitate him. And to imitate him is to die to the world. By baptism and cup, Christ means the cross, for cup of wine is something we gladly accept, and it quickly puts us to sleep. And baptism is something which is done to cleanse sins, and we continue to cleanse our sins through confessing our sins at confessional. But James and John, not understanding Christ's words, gave their promise, thinking that he was speaking of an actual cup of wine and washing of body which Jews performed before they ate. We cannot think that something like this can happen to us. That cannot happen to us. For sure it can. Through his word, Jesus Christ often addresses us with serious messages that give us nutrients to our soul. But doesn't our reaction to these messages often resemble the reaction of the Zebedee's sons? Before I was ordained, I read a story from one of my books. It was a story about a priest who went to see a quite holy monk in a monastery. And the priest came to this monk for direction because he did not know what he needs to do because he was in such a bad state of mind. And the priest shared with him his issues. And he said, "Sometimes I'm seized with desire that the bishop would send me somewhere where it is necessary to build a new church. And from the very beginning, I dream that if we started from the very beginning without burdens of all sorts of silly customs and customary ways, a true community would be built, united by love for God and sincere desire for salvation. I know it's just a dream." I shortened the story. But the monk laughed at him, and he said, "Exactly, it is just a dream. The church is a community of saints and sinners. There is no other way. Don't look for earthly honor, which you want to have through building up some kind of a new church. You need to humble yourself before the Lord and ask for even more grace, so you can help guide those who God has entrusted you already. Our satisfaction or yearning for something impossible caused us not to listen, like the priest from the story. We used to pray. We used to go to church. We used to go to confession for preparation for feast days. We used to follow the customs of the past, and we have become satisfied because we have done all of it. It has become a routine. However, many times it doesn't bother us that this everything actually looks unattractive and tastes like wine that has been diluted several times and has actually lost all of its taste. We are not worried at all that we are missing the target. We are not troubled that Christ knocks on the door of our heart with the invitation for a new, beautiful life with Him. After all, we have done everything we could. So, may we have the courage to throw away our usual ways and go in the direction that Christ shows us with His word. May we act not according to inherited habits or current fashion trends, but according to God's word that actually gives life and peace that is much necessary in today's world. Then, and only then, we will hit the mark and we will be satisfied where we are, because through constant growth, we earn paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.